Hi there. Welcome to Laughter and Libations. I'm Shanil, and this is podcast episode number 27. 2021 is rapidly coming to a close with only 10 days remaining in December. This is the time when there tends to be quite a few activities going on. There's decorating, shopping, cooking. Okay, well, cooking is not on my list, but let's just say cooking. There's traveling and all the critical details that go with it. And of course, there are gatherings with family and friends, as well as all of those holiday traditions we love. Let's just say it. It's a lot. And if you have work days mixed in, oh my goodness, it's really a lot. And I'm mentioning all of this because I want you to know that I know this is a busy time. And I know you have a long list of things to do, places to go, and people to see. I get it. You may even feel like you have almost no time to be listening to me right now. I understand. I promise I won't take too much of your time. Just stay with me for a few minutes because this is for you. I'm here to remind you to set aside time for yourself, preferably today. Yes, timing matters. Yes, what you focus on right now matters. The universe is screaming, trying to get your attention right now. Do you know what the universe is saying to you? No? Well, let me shed a little light. The universe is asking you a very important question. The universe is shaking you by the shoulders, staring in your eyes, and asking, what do you want in 2022? What do you want in 2022? If you don't have an answer to the question, it's time to find your answer. And I have a short exercise to help. This is not something you need to think too long or too hard about. It's something that's already been rising up inside you as the year comes to a close. Deep down, you already know your answer. Simply find a quiet place and be sure to have a notebook, notepad, or paper handy. Use whatever you need to write down your answer or answers. And while you get yourself situated, I'll enjoy a sip of tea. I'm drinking Meyer Lemon by Stash, hoping it will warm me up a bit. You know it's good. Lemon tea always is. It's been a really rainy and cold day, so I need this. Okay, enough about the weather. I promised that I wouldn't take too much time, and I won't. I have an observation to share, and then I'll get into my suggestions. When I think about setting goals for the entire year, I usually consider health, which includes spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional well-being. I think about relationships. I think about career. Perhaps you do something similar. You may use different words or categories, and I'll bet your process still covers the same general areas. Now, I could be wrong. There's always the chance that your approach is nothing like my own. If that's the case, I want to hear about it. Feel free to reach out and tell me all about it. I'm interested. I'm always interested in new ways to do things. I just happen to have this feeling that you probably do something very similar to what I described. And it's worked fine in the past. It's just that it's been a really different kind of year, hasn't it? Why not take a different kind of approach? Before you finalize your goals for the upcoming year, I have a few suggestions. Begin by imagining yourself at any point in time in the upcoming year. If you're someplace quiet and undistracted, you could actually do this exercise right now. Just listen to my voice. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Come along with me. Walk forward in your mind. Move forward into next year. See yourself sometime, anytime, next year. It's 2022. You're smiling. You're laughing. Look around. Where are you? What are you doing? Are you alone? Who is with you? Take a deep breath. Move forward further into the year. You're smiling. You're laughing. You are filled with joy. Look around you. What do you see? Hold on to what you see. Hold on to what you feel. Take in the images that come to you. Acknowledge the feelings that come to you. Open your eyes. Make a note of those images that came to you. Make a note of the feelings you experienced. See? That was easy. It was quick. Now, you can internalize those images and feelings. First, take those images and feelings and choose one word to describe them. You only get to choose one word. It will come to you naturally if you let it. Once you have it, that's your word for the year. Write it down. Make a note of it. Next, choose an affirmation or mantra that expands on the word. This phrase can be something you create yourself, or it can be something you borrow from someone else. Again, it will come to you. You'll be looking for it, so it will come to you. Once you have it, you're ready to move on. Next, choose a song for the year. This gets interesting, right? The power of music. The song can build on the word, the affirmation, or even the images and feelings you experienced during the exercise. It's up to you. I think things have a way of coming together. You won't have to force this. It will happen naturally if you let it. Again, you'll be looking for it, so it will come to you. That's the way it works. So now you have your word, your affirmation, and your song for the year. You'll be able to incorporate one or all three as part of your mirror self-love each day. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say mirror self-love, go back and check out episode 16. It's called Mirror Self-Love. I talk all about it, and it's worth a listen. Now, You have your word, your affirmation, and your song for the year. You can use them as inspiration for setting your personal goals for any area of your life for 2022. Together, they fuel your mind and spirit and form a kind of core theme for the year. And there's one more thing. Remember how we began with the exercise and you imagined yourself laughing? It felt good, right? Do you want more of that? How much more? How many times do you want to feel that way each day? 5 times? 10 times? 20 times? Whatever you answer is your daily goal for laughter for 2022. See how easy it is to set a goal? Thank you for listening. I'd love to hear about your personal goals for the upcoming year, especially your daily goal for laughter. You can connect with me on Twitter at Laughs and Libs or Instagram at Laughter and Libations. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening today. Share it with someone you think will enjoy it and find it helpful. And please submit comments and rate the podcast. And finally, visit laughterandlibations.com for articles on related topics. Until the next time, find what makes you laugh, and joy will find you.